Dude, I had a fucking harrowing experience the other day.
Yeah, what happened?
I was in the shower. No, dude, this is... I'm still fucking...
No, I was... It's funny to say harrowing.
It was harrowing when you hear what happened. I still don't know how I feel about this. I was in the shower.
Because I was just thinking to myself, I know some people that are having some harrowing experiences. That's funny to think.
You want
to
talk about...
Party time.
You want to talk about oppression, dude? Oh, yeah. Oh, heroin. No, harrowing experiences. You want to talk oppression, dude? I'm in the shower. I'm fucking showering my butt, dude.
Yeah.
How do you clean your butt out before I even begin?
I'll tell you what, and this is interesting. I used to feel weird about the whole fucking spread your cheeks, bend down.
That's my move.
You said it. And I was like, yeah, there's nothing gay. This is normal. Everybody does this.
The bidet from the sky, dude. You fucking spread down and let it rain upon you.
The sky bidet, dude. Yeah, I do that. Also, I'm not afraid to talk. To get my hands in there, dude.
Oh, no, really?
I'm fired up, dude. I'm fucking, during the sky bidet, I'll fucking.
You'll get in there.
I pretty much finger my ass every time I shower.
Dude, you finger your ass in your bed. You finger your ass in the shower.
I'm a very anal-centric human.
You're anal retentive, dude, yeah.
Very, yeah. But dude, I don't like anything going up it.
Just in and around.
Just
you're not scared to get in there.
The outside, I'm not, there's nothing sexual about it. I'm just itching.
So you'll go about a centimeter
in. I'll scratch an itch.
Centimeter in.
No.
If you're wiping your butt, you're going a centimeter in. You're spreading
your butt. Okay, if that's what, yeah.
Maybe right, six. Sure.
I'll probably go a couple inches in. Oh, fucking.
Yeah. What I used to do is, dude, I'm one of six kids. So, like, we just had one bar of soap. And I would take the bar of soap and just run it up my butt crack. Put it back down.
Yeah, everybody was doing it.
Yeah, so it's like, that's what I used to do. So then I was like, that's kind of gross. So I spread my butt cheeks. So I'm in that. We have this tiny.
I'm sorry. I know. I keep cutting this fucking story off. You ever shower in your parents' bathroom and their pubes are on the soap?
Yes, actually. Yeah.
I remember that vividly.
Yeah.
It's long, as a dude. Young kid and not really.
You didn't like
not
it.
Really putting it together.
Really?
Well, being, young enough, to like look at a bar of soap, every single bar of soap in every parent's shower has a pube on it.
It
right
has
now.
To, dude.
Your dad and mom's pubes are on that soap.
100%. And they're still using bar soap, too.
Yeah, of course they're using
like
bar soap.
Like an Irish
soap,
Springs
dude.
With just a fucking, dude. My dad's pubes were like a fucking pube,
dude.
6 inches
basically
long.
Basically a sequoia of pubes in the pube genre.
My dad's pubes are huge, dude.
In the pube genus. Dad pubes are fucking redwoods.
Damn.
Thick sequoia pubes.
Just like you cut a tree open and see the rings inside.
Yeah, you can
dude,
see
just,
how many fucking.
It's just like, yeah, it's like this color, that color, then it's just gray. Damn, dude.
All right, sorry to interrupt your story, but yes, I just thinking about pubes on soap.
I'm sitting there, I'm showering, and
you fish
this isn't
them
the
out
first time it's happening. I'm just spreading my butt cheeks, washing out. Girlfriend pops the shower open, I'm like, fuck. Catches me washing my butt. She's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you know this. And this has been strictly my experience. But I know I can say, I guess black people in general, black women bring washcloths. They get like a washcloth.
Yeah,
tap.
They don't use soap like that. They don't use bar soap like
or
that.
Or like loofah. I mean, maybe loofahs, but they'll get like separate washcloths and they wash the face and the butt.
Yeah.
So I'm that skeeves me because I'm like, dude.
Just like, watch your ass crack.
I'm like, you're wiping your butt with a fucking towel and then you just hang it up. I'm like, ew. At least my butt's dirty. You have a cleaner butt than me, for sure. My butt, I'm not getting it out that good, dude. I'm hitting the water on it. I'm hoping it's good. Again, hitting it with some Vaseline, like I talked about. Put a little Vaseline in there.
Do you really?
If it gets fucked
How
up.
How often would you say you put Vaseline in your
butt? I haven't put
butt?
Vaseline in my butt in years.
Oh, okay.
But all now right, I do use right. coconut oil. I use my dong wax, dude, sometimes.
You use Matt McCusker's famous, world-famous dong wax?
Yeah, what are you...
Dude, we're going to market
with
that.
With colloidal silver.
What did you just say?
That's Alex Jones. I put a toothpaste with colloidal silver. It's great. The,
I was like, what the fuck was that? Alex, I had no idea that was an impersonation. You were just like, yeah, it was like, damn. No, the second time you said it was good. It was very good.
That's his commercial.
Matt is secretly good at impressions. You're secretly good at impressions.
I gotta loosen up for a while, dude.
You do, but you have a fucking
on
killer.
On demand?
You have a killer Sansom Street Worldwide Pat.
Oh.
You're so good at that. Shout out Pat McDermott, dude. What up, Worldwide Pat? And, Mr. Sansom Street himself, dude. You have
God
a killer.
Damn.
You have that. You have the Korean accent down Pat.
Yeah, yeah.
Down Pat. And Alex Jones, that wasn't bad.
No, you're Alex Jones. You have another good one. Dan Carlin.
Jordan Peterson was the one that you caught my attention. You're like, and again.
This kid's got it.
And right when you said again, I was like, all right, we're starting a podcast.
Yep.
Let's do it. I'll take you fucking jump on my back. This kid's got what it takes. Let's go to the mountaintop.
Let's go to the top.
And yeah, what was the last one? Jordan Peterson's fucking sick.
I haven't listened to him for a while.
So, yes. Actually, you know what's funny?
It's not good.
That story you just told me reminds me of an old Chappelle sketch.
It's not over yet, bro.
Oh, sorry.
It's not over yet,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, sorry.
So I go, I'm like, dude, we're like kind of not arguing. Meanwhile, she comes into the shower. We're in like a 2-foot by 2-foot space, just like kissing cousins, dude, just face to face. Fucking like, we're just close.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is disgusting. You wipe your butt, like, you wash your butt like that. I'm like, dude, the way you wash your butt is disgusting. She's like, let me wash your butt and you'll see how it feels. Bro, she took the rag. She took the black people fucking butt rag and fucking baptized my white butt with it, dude. She washed my butt out for me. And I was, you remember like the Sure Unsure commercials?
Yeah.
Where it's like, sure, unsure. I was walking around with an unsure butt, dude. It
was like, you're talking about the streaks and the unsure. Yeah.
And they put their armpits are up and they're like, unsure. And they put them down.
I thought you were talking about like a Tide stain removal.
No, but I'm talking about the Sure thing. Unsure. And they're like, I don't know. I was like, I was unsure, dude. My butt, I was like, I forbade her from looking at the cloth after she was done.
Ew, dude. How nasty was your butt?
It was fucked up. Ew. I had a fucked up butt.
I mean, I guess.
It was Sunday, bro. It was Sunday dinner at the family.
It was Sunday.
I had a bunch of fucking steaks and some. My mommy made me muffins, dude.
Your butt was oozing, dude.
My butt was fucked up, bro.
It was Old Faithful. It was just a nice butt geyser.
Usually I get in the pool, and the pool's a good cleaner of the butt. You get the chlorine up in there. No pool for me, bro. I just had the rabbit running around with the dog in the dog pen. I had a sweaty fucking butt. My parents have a fucking rabbit at their house. And
Matt posted a sick video on Instagram of a rabbit running in circles and a dog smelling it occasionally.
With techno music as a soundtrack. It was tight. Techno. People actually pointed out it was the Snatch. Remember Snatch when they have the dogs chasing the rabbit and they're like...
Oh, wah. Yeah.
I didn't realize that, dude. I basically just invented Snatch.
Like a greyhound.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Chasing the rabbit. So
that's what I said when you got to the house. I was like, the dog is literally bred exactly for what you just did.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
That's what it is.
I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude. So I got my butt washed, dude.
So you had your girlfriend wipe your ass in the shower?
Dude, she fucking cleaned it out for me.
God damn, dude. You know what?
So hot. It was so hot.
I think it comes down to a level of confidence physically.
What?
I would never, ever let my girlfriend wipe my ass.
Dude. I mean, she had the cloth ready for me. I'm arguing her point. And then again, I'm a curious little bear, dude. So I was like, what's it like, dude? She soaked that thing up and fucking dug in. She got in there and wiped my butt was squeaking, dude.
That's nice.
Dude, the worst fucking part, I was like, all right. I kept being like, you're done. She's like, I got to make sure it's clean. I was like, how the fuck are you going to do that, dude? She spread and fucking
peeked. No.
She peeked into the eye of Mordor, and I was like, get the fuck out of there.
Ew.
Did you ever see your butthole before?
Yes.
How'd you see it?
In the mirror.
Exactly. You spread, you're just like, I just want
to look at my butt. Yeah, you get in the mirror, you're fucking like, whoa, dude, that's disgusting.
You turn around like a bird, you're like, ew.
Yeah.
It's just like
pink.
Well, your butthole has a brown ring on the end of it.
Of hair.
And then there's just brown, we all have a POC fucking ring around our butthole. Just your
sphincter. Don't do that, dude.
What?
Don't fucking make this about race.
I'm not making it wrong. You're racist, dude. You're
out of Antifa.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. I'm Antifa.
That actually would get me
booted. I call Antifa.
I'll get back in. I'm going to write a 10-page apology on Facebook and get right back in.
Your girlfriend, your POC girlfriend,
fuck, dude,
wiping your ass with a washcloth. That is how everybody in Antifa became Antifa.
I thought it was my privilege.
No, a black person wiped your butt.
With the fucking
And now you're Antifa. Now you're Antifa. Now you're out there like, communism!
That's how I got an Antifa.
Destroy the globalists!
Yeah, dude, so she peeked into my butthole, and I was like, don't ever look into my butthole ever again.
Damn.
We got to lay some ground rules down, babe, because this is going off the tracks.
Butthole is well off limits.
This is off the tracks. But, if we take a shower again, I might let her clean my butt again, dude. I can get into
that.
That's
wild.
Have her be the keeper of my butt.
If I'm cleaning my butt and I know my girlfriend's in the bathroom, I will definitely say every single time, don't come in.
That's what I do.
We usually hop in the shower together after we make sweet love.
Ooh.
But usually it's one goes in first and perhaps pees or does whatever that cleans their butt.
Yeah. Cleans the butt after sex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm getting involved. I'm getting real involved. And, oh, yeah.
Yo, how hard is it not to touch the butthole during sex?
It's impossible.
You have to do it.
Also,
that's, do you? That's my thing. And this is.
All right, hold on.
Go ahead. Sorry.
My sister, stop listening right now. Please stop listening right now. You have 5 seconds to stop listening because I'm about to talk about gross stuff.
Well,
5.
Young love.
4. All right, you're out. So just fast forward 15 seconds.
True.
Yeah, dude, it's almost impossible not to touch a butthole.
Dude, it's the best.
It's an instant nut. Dude, if I fucking hook one in there. Hello.
I just gotta touch it. I just gotta go like this.
It's knockout punch every time.
My thing is, no one, like, if you were to be like, hey, can I touch your butthole? Or they'll go, absolutely not. You have to do it, dude. And again, this is bad, dude.
What is
it? It's against the rules of consensual sex.
Whoa!
I'm just saying, if you're having sex with someone,
very Antifa. Antifa is very pro-rape.
This is. No, they don't like rape. And I'm saying you're having loving consensual sex. You're having loving consensual sex. I'm saying, you don't ask, like, can I touch your butthole?
No, you gotta go
you
for it.
You spread her butt a little bit. You're having sex, you hold the butt, and you go, whoop, spread it out, and they go, oh, and you go, you like that,
sometimes
huh?
They do that, or sometimes they
then
say...
Then you push outside of the ring. You go like this. You push the ring down just a little bit with both your thumbs. You squiggle it, and they go, ooh, and you go, all right, the butt's open, dude, and you do
butt's
whatever you want.
For business.
But you can't be like...
It's business time.
Oh, it's important to me that you concede with me touching your butt. If you ask to touch your butthole, the answer is no.
Yeah.
You can't. No.
In fact, sometimes when you touch your butthole, the immediate answer is no, but there's not a lot of action taken to stop you.
No harm, no foul. I'm off.
Hold on. Hear me out here.
Blow the whistle. I'm out.
Every once in a while, there's a little bit of that.
Dude, even Mark McGuire hits a foul ball, bro.
It's like, no, don't do that. But they really, they don't fucking.
That's a slippery slope. Well, however.
Of course, if it's a one-night stand.
No, I'm not.
But if it's
dude,
your fucking
girlfriend. I'm not shaming you because I'm, someone you're dating and they're
but
like.
But if it was. Well,
I don't,
me and my
they,
girlfriend
I don't
are,
like it. Yeah.
My girlfriend and I are close enough to be like, don't fucking do that.
Yeah. Or at least not today.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it would just be like, stop, dude.
Sometimes the forecast is cloudy on the girlfriend's butthole,
sometimes
dude.
Sometimes that
and
old
like,
washcloth was in the fucking dryer. They didn't have time.
They're unsure.
Just had some Chipotle.
Ooh.
Yep. Next thing you know, you got a messy butt. And the last thing you need is a dirty dog like Matt McCusker getting knuckle deep in your butthole.
I don't enter the butthole, dude.
All right, we should stop talking about this. There's
hey, Katie, tag back in.
Yeah. Hey, my sister, you're allowed back in.
Anyway. It is nice, but all right.
No,
so.
Shut the fuck up. Sorry. I just tagged my sister back in. My sister listens to this, and never mind.
What?
Nothing. Let's keep going. Because that's a fucking disgusting.
Let's keep moving, dude. Anyway, so
it's disgusting.
And
it's against my religion to talk about butt stuff.
True. I'm against anal. I'm against sodomy.
I do not like sodomy,
dude.
I had my one uncle fucked me in the ass. No, dude, I do not like sodomy.
Even I've heard guys kiddingly be like, "My girl's on her period. She don't have to give up that ass." And it's like, dude, you're gonna fuck her in the butt.
Number one, you're a douche. Dude. You sound like you should be marching in Charlottesville. If that's how you talk, you either were Antifa or alt-right. Every single one of those dudes was like, well, the river runs red, so I'm going to have to take the dirt road. It's like, dude,
definitely.
Disgusting.
My thing is, like, that's supposed to be your friend on some level, dude, your girlfriend. It's like, you're going to fuck her in the butt?
Dude, I did not know you were a male feminist.
I'm just saying, dude, that's your friend.
Matt is officially Antifa. He is also a male feminist, dude.
But, dude,
supposed to be your friend.
It is.
Spiritual.
I'm saying, dude, you're like.
No, you're right.
That's your buddy, dude, on some.
Yeah, you don't
want to
be
your
like.
Your boy buddy.
What, your pussy's bleeding? Let me fuck you in the ass.
And then that post butt fuck chill sesh, where you're like.
Thanks.
You come and you're like, I totally didn't have to do that. I could have jerked off later. You were about to leave and go to Target. I didn't have to fuck your butthole. I could have just jerked off. I'm just saying that's a mean thing.
Fucking a butthole is a...
I'm against it, dude.
Intense situation.
I mean, again, you do you, bro. You want to fuck buttholes, Shane? You do you.
I don't want to fuck buttholes.
I'm against it, dude. I don't think it's nice.
I literally can't. My penis is too girthy and strong.
True.
It really causes a lot of issues.
True. I mean...
So I try not to.
There's that dude, Rocco. He's a porn star. His dick's fat, dude.
Yeah,
he
but who's he
butts.
Fucking? Porn stars.
Porn stars, true.
Disgusting whores.
True.
Absolutely filthy, disgusting women. Only lay with the finest, righteous women.
True, dude.
I only lay with righteous.
I only watch male-centric heterosexual porn. Did we talk about that?
Before we take a break. Shout out fucking Mike and Noel. What up, though?
They're the wedding people?
They were at the wedding.
Oh, they weren't.
They weren't the only ones that were...
They weren't married.
...questioning your sanity.
Good. Let them, dude.
No, people are genuinely excited to meet you.
That's what I'm telling you.
People are excited to see you.
That's true.
They've been listening to your fucking crazy fucking rants. And they're like, I gotta see this guy. It almost felt like I was defending you. I wasn't defending you, but I was like, no, he's a fucking normal dude.
Just got some wild thoughts, dude.
But I will say, 90% of the shit you confess on here, I'm like, whoo, maybe he's not as normal as I thought, dude.
You'd be surprised, dude, what people fucking keep in. When I meet people who are like extremely normal, I'm always like, what's kicking around in that head, bud?
I itch my butt a lot.
Please.
I get in there.
That's a smokescreen, dude.
What are you talking about?
Everyone's butt itches.
No, I know, but I'm saying that's just like everybody. That's one that everybody kind of hides. I'm talking right straight to butthole, not outside the pants.
I'll go in there, dude.
Especially before I go to sleep.
What do you don't wash?
Not every night, but I'm just like, yeah, it's funny. Then I'll forget. I'll forget like that night. Like if I itch my ass crack. And then, like, put my hand up on my face to go to sleep. Yeah. And then it's just like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Do you ever not wipe your ass so then you can itch your butt more at nighttime?
Holy fuck. I don't do that. I'm just saying.
It sounds like you're anally masturbating through the guys.
No. There's nothing like that. I just have a fucked up butthole.
You purposely don't wipe your butt.
Ew, man. Although I will say, I have enough of a messy butt that I do miss. Like, I feel like,
I got a fucked up butt. I'm just like, that. I get as close as I can, and if it starts bleeding a little, I'm like, I'm done, dude. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I'll come back tomorrow.
It bleeds easy as fuck.
Yeah, man.
If I wipe hard, I got a bloody butt.
I wipe hard as fuck.
Yeah, I can't not wipe hard. Having an itchy butt is the worst thing in the world.
It fucking sucks.
Well, not the worst, but I will.
It's up there.
I got to go hard on that butt.
It's a problem. Dude, I told you my mom used to do when we were little. If you get an itchy butt, she would just make us slather Vaseline in our buttholes.
How'd that feel?
It makes the itch go away. And then if you slather...
I got a saucy butt.
If you slather... you go to bed. If you just slather... I'm telling you, you do. You have like a fucking gay-ready butt crack. You just slather up some Vaz, hit the sheets, you wake up, brand new butthole.
Really?
I don't know how... I'm like, oh, fuck, that's horrible to think about. But how the hell she figured that out? Oh, fuck.
Damn, you want to know how she figured that out?
I don't want to think about it, dude. My mom just knows... Because
she stumbled upon that.
And no one
what
else
was she doing with Vaz in her butt?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I don't want to think about it. Hopefully, maybe it was just an old fucking Irish folklore, dude. Someone told her about
Vaseline's not that old, is it?
They used to crack the aloe leaf and put it in their old butthole, dude.
No, I think the McCuskers were like, we have too many kids. We got to explore some options.
That's very likely, actually. That's an old Irish fucking trick,
dude.
The
clan has grown too large.
Let your husband take you from behind and put the petroleum in there. Dude, I actually, every time I get poison, I was laughing about this today, every time I get poison ivy, I get it on my balls. It always infests my dick.
I don't get a poison ivy.
Really?
I don't get poison ivy, yeah.
Dude, I get it, and then every time I notice it, I'm in the shower, and the hot water hits my dong, and I go, oh, that feels nice.
Oh, yeah.
Because hot water is itching poison ivy. And then it gets to the point where my whole dong's covered. And I've done it before where I've sat in the shower, and like... The water felt so good that I tried to see if I could come from it.
All right, dude. You definitely are weirder than most people. I was trying to, like, in my head, I was like, all right, I got to fucking counter this guy's weirdness. I was like, I itch my butt. You're like, please, dude, my mom had Vaseline in her ass. So like, all right.
Dude, that works, though. For all the listeners, I might partner with the Dong Wax to be butt wax Dong Wax.
Yeah, dude.
That'll be another business unknowingly supported by gay guys.
This. I've used Preparation H.
Never have.
And that's the same thing.
As Vaseline?
Pretty much.
See?
It stops the itching.
Yeah. Chuck some Vaz in it, dude. Yeah. Sit down. Go to sleep.
I'm fucking jarred loose. Nap. I've jarred my butt loose from all those farts. Dude, I'm a hard fart pusher. I push farts all day. And every once in a while, I'll just tear a butt. It comes with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That comes with the territory of being a good farter.
Tear like a butt ridge or whatever.
Yeah,
you tear?
Something pops out.
You tear your dragon skin if you fart too hard under your balls.
Yeah, the dragon skin just rips open.
You lose a scale, you fart too hard.
Dude, that sucks about your mom and the Vaseline.
Dude, it was an old trick. It was an old Irish trick, dude.
I don't think it has anything
to do with
it.
They probably used to use mud back in the day, and then they found Vaz, and like, oh, even better. Let's fix our sore butts now. I stumbled. I was like, yeah, I don't know if my mom figured. I was like, no. God
yeah, no,
damn
that
it.
Was so great. You figured that out like at the beginning of that sentence.
I put that thought down like a dog, dude. I'm like, nah, boy. Go to sleep.
I mean, your mom's butt is way, that's the last, it's the final frontier.
God damn it,
dude. You want to stay away from that.
That's the, where the funny stops, dude. That's where the funny, that's the mom's, funny train last mom's stop, butthole. Dude. You're on the funny train. You're like, hey, are we going? Like, nah, last stop, dude. Get off.
Mom's
like,
butthole is next. That is not where you want to be. There's nothing funny there.
Yeah, like, what's that? You're like, that's just a feeling of mom's buttholes. Come on, we're not looking at that. Get out of here, boy.
He did the shit cast in like the first couple episodes. He would record himself shitting.
No, I'd record other people shitting.
And talking to
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that sick social experiment really took off.
Yeah. I did it 4 times and chickened out. That was tough.
I went, dude, it's hard. I went with him on one. It's like a fucking.
Yeah.
It's like a weird stakeout. Like, we took. He and I both took 2 stalls and we left the middle one open and just. So what's up, dude? Just fucking checking our phones, waiting for it. And it was a Drexel, so again, it was just ancient kids that would come in. And not, yeah, they don't shit.
Well, the one guy.
They don't shit. It was we.
You
sat
heard
there,
it here first.
We sat there and listened to Asian dudes pee for like 3 hours.
Yep.
So we gotta call this dude.
You'd see those Reebok sandals, and you're like, oh, fuck, he's not gonna shit. This fucking. He just crushed the fucking final. He's not gonna shit here. Now the first one I did one. I went to a Home Depot in Ridley Park because there's always somebody shitting in Home Depot. No matter, there's always somebody thinking of horrible. Like I should see a doctor shit. And one of the workers was on break, and I was like, I sat down next to him, and he just destroyed. It was like a minute of like. And I was super nervous. I was like, do you want to be on a pod? He's like, what, dude? I was like, I don't know. Sorry. I'm a local comedian. And he's like, nah, dude. And I was just silence. I was like, all right. It feels sexual. I mean, if you talk to someone while they're shitting and like, you know, because I try to use a soft voice. I didn't want to be like, yo, fucking listen up. Stop shooting right now. Stick some paper in it. Put it in a donkey tail right now. We need a chat.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Say donkey tail?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
You jam toilet paper in your ass. You got shit to do.
Wait, what? What?
Dude, welcome.
Yeah, what the fuck are you saying? What are
welcome.
You talking about?
This is it. It's every right fucking week. It's just something. I live with him. And I don't know these thoughts. And then we'll sit down and start talking. Be like, yeah, you toss in a donkey tail and you keep it. It's like, wait, what'd you say? It's a donkey tail.
Dude, half the shit you say, it feels like.
Yeah.
Well, you're taking a shit and you're like, this isn't ending today. This is a to be continued. Like,
actually
I gotta get back into the world.
I can
I
see how that works.
Shower. You jam a little bit of toilet paper in your ass, you hit the fucking road. And then you leave a little tail. Like, I don't know if you guys ever did electrical. You always leave an end on the end. Be a friend, leave an end. So you leave an end to the tail so you don't just lose it totally into the abyss.
You're walking around with a corked asshole.
Not all the time. Like a hibernating dude. Bear.
Rough day, yeah.
Dude, does it ever fall out while you're doing pull-ups?
Yo, 90% of the shit you say is like shit that your uncle feeds you so that you get in trouble in front of your mom. Like, what the fuck is that retarded bullshit that you're saying? Well, Uncle Jim told me, dude.